Our epistle for this Feast of the Assumption is taken from the book of Judith. The Lord has blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the princess of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because of those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Blessed is he that is mighty, because he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother, the feast day of our church here at St. Mary's. By a special prerogative of our Lord, he assumed his mother's body, and rejoined it with her soul after she had died in the eternal realm of heaven. His prerogative, but a benefit to us. Because before this took place, didn't he give her to us to be our mother? The same portal that he used, and the same instrument that he used to unite his divinity with our humanity, he gives to us to be our protectress, to be our help, to be our mother. Our Blessed Lady was assumed into heaven, and from time to time she has descended from that realm to us with a message, with a petition, with gifts. The gifts that she has given as a reminder, especially of the last couple hundred years, more emphatically, that we call upon her as our patroness. We call upon her as our mother, and we call on her with perseverance. She appeared to a Mexican peasant by the name of Juan Diego. And the message to Juan Diego, the petition was to build a cathedral, but the message was, Am I not here who am your loving mother? You have when she appeared to St. Simon Stock and gave him the scapular with that amazing promise, those who die wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. Or that gift that she gave to St. Catherine Laboure of the miraculous medal. Miracles and miracles have taken place, so we have the name Miraculous Medal. We have that weapon given to St. Dominic as he was fighting the Albigensian heresy, and finding himself to be lacking of him by himself and not making as much progress. Our Blessed Mother appeared to him and gave him the rosary. One day by the rosary and scapular, he said, the world will be saved. And so on this Feast of the Assumption, I have a petition for you as part of this parish, that you join along, not just with the other members of the parish here, but parishes throughout the country and the world, especially with the upcoming elections, the discord and distress we feel and see in the world and in our nation, the horrendous crimes that continue to take place against the good and the innocent, especially abortion. It is time for us to get down on our knees and to pray, to call upon our Blessed Mother, to put our words into action as we say we believe, act as we believe, and make sure you're willing to become prayer warriors using the weapon given to us by our Blessed Mother. That's why between now and the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary in October, we're going to do a 54-day novena, 27 days of petition, 27 days of thanksgiving. There is a little pamphlet. I have one of the sisters after Mass handed them out, asking for a small donation to defray the costs of those pamphlets. What I have done, I've taken that pamphlet I got many years ago, and I put it on my phone, took pictures of all the days so that I would have it always with me, so I can, when I'm doing the novena, I don't have to search high and low for that. Regardless of whether or not you have that specified novena, you can still pray 5 decades of the rosary for those same intentions. I'm sure our Blessed Mother does not mind. 5 decades, 20, 25 minutes to spend, to storm heaven, to be in opposition of evil. It's one thing to be on one side and tisk, tisk, this world's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's another thing to do something about it. The rosary is quite the powerful weapon. The church has honored it and has addressed the value of the rosary so many different times throughout the centuries. This book called the Recolta, you might be able to get a copy of it in the bookstore. If not, you could order one. It has all the official prayers of the church to the different saints in the different seasons and the indulgences that are attached. Now, what's an indulgence? An indulgence is something that's attributed to the prayer that is equivalent to what the early Christians would pray and sacrifice for. And their prayers and sacrifice makes ours look laughable. But still, we can have the same value by doing things that are relatively easy and small, just the reverent recitation of the holy names. But where it concerns the rosary, says the faithful, whenever they recite a third part of the rosary with devotion, may gain a 5 years indulgence. Sixtus, Pope Sixtus the Fourth in 1479. Just a third part. 5 years indulgence, 5 years equivalent of what the early Christians would pray and sacrifice for. If they recite a third part of the rosary in the company of others, whether in public or in private, they may gain 10 years indulgence. And a plenary indulgence when done on the last Sunday of each month, under the usual conditions of going to confession and communion. Plenary indulgence? What's a plenary indulgence? Wiping away all the restitution, all the purgatory time due to your sins. Wiping it away. So many people in this day and age are hounded by discouragement and depression and anxiety. And I believe it's because they're burdened by their own frailty and fallen human nature, and they don't know how to free themselves from it. They think the answer is in a pill. A pill doesn't take away purgatory time or answerability to God, but through the church, indulgences do. And so easily, 20, 25 minutes, those who piously recite the third part of the rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, publicly exposed, or even reserved in the tabernacle, may gain a plenary indulgence. So when you come to church on Sunday before Mass, if you show up early enough as the rosary begins, and you pray the rosary, now just say it. This isn't some just magical words that we just say, and like witchcraft. And we pray the rosary. We meditate in the mysteries. We take them personally. And we petition our Blessed Mother to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. If we want to affect change in the world, pray. Get down on your knees and become a prayer warrior. Use the weapons that have been given to us through the church, from the angels and saints, by our Lord Himself, and from our Blessed Mother. Remember what it says, the words of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, the doctor of the church, about our Blessed Mother. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. Does it mean that you can stop the storm or you will stop a storm? No. People that are in line of a tornado or hurricane and they can't get out of the way, we have what we call those who have survived the storm. And this storm, especially the spiritual storm, we want to survive. Those who persevere to the end will be saved. Will they be free from attack? No. Good is always attacked by evil in this world. It's part of the test called life. But we will become a victim of evil if we do not make good use of the weapons given to us, especially the weapons given to us by our Blessed Mother, who was given to us by her Son to be our mother. Like I said, the sisters will be in the back, or one of them. Put your name on the list, and with the pamphlets available. And it's just a petition going out. If you happen to miss a day, don't worry about it. Make it up the next day. But come the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, for those that have persevered in praying during this 54-day novena, a Mass will be offered for your intentions as a solemn amen to our petitions and our thanksgivings to our Blessed Mother on her feast day of the Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.